from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for January 12, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's episode, don't wait for others to energize your career, do it yourself. Visit any business, and you'll find a host of employees plodding through their workday. Clearly, they lost all energy and excitement about their work years ago. But instead of seeking a better job elsewhere, they put in their time day after day and wonder when someone will come and save them from the monotony. Truth be told, this is never going to happen. No one is going to come and take them away from their dull and pointless careers. The fact is, the only person who cares about your career is you. If you don't take the initiative to reach out and find something better, no one else will. Your managers, your company, and your peers can't care about your career. They're too busy thinking about their own concerns to add yours to the mix. You can't sit around waiting for the career equivalent of the big lottery jackpot. I can guarantee you, it'll never arrive. Part of the reason people get trapped in unfulfilling jobs is that they allow it to sap their energy and spirit. They simply feel too tired to pursue anything but the input-only entertainment of television or video games. Energy, though, is exactly what they need to find. They need to conserve one small bit of energy every day so they can seek out one small yet fulfilling opportunity or idea. Like exercise, the more you do it, the more you feel like doing it. You just have to locate that small kernel of energy that lets you start the ball rolling. Where do you find this energy? In most cases, you simply need to let go. Even when a job is unfulfilling, we can still carry a certain inborn sense of responsibility. We still worry about the bureaucracy, the politics, the chances of layoffs or bankruptcy. It's one of the few times when we can care too much about the fate of our company. We allow these worries to drag us down and sap all of our energy, even though we might be telling ourselves that we don't really care about the job at all. So, disconnect from your job to find the energy you need to grow. No, I'm not telling you to stop doing your work. That would be foolish. I want you to disconnect from the petty, childish, demeaning parts of your job that are sapping energy you could be investing elsewhere. Do you and your peers spend your lunch breaks complaining about the company? Are you carrying around anger, disgust, or even hatred of your company? Let it go. You have better things to do with your time. Once you start engaging in these damaging behaviors, you'll suddenly find that you have more time, more energy for more enjoyable activities. Maybe that news story from today's paper will entice you out to a new park or store. Perhaps you'll feel like cooking that new dish you always wanted to try. It's in these small ways that you'll first see improvements. Then, as you gain more and more energy, the effects will spill over into other aspects of your life. Like a snowball rolling downhill, the energy grows and grows of its own accord. Oddly enough, you might even find yourself enjoying and engaging in your current job more. Once you disconnect from these destructive behaviors, you might find out that your job isn't quite as bad or quite as hopeless as you might have imagined. Sometimes you'll find your newfound energy is best reinvested in making your current job better, instead of moving somewhere else. So what behaviors can you disconnect from today? What's sapping your energy and keeping you trapped in your job and your life? Despite what you might think today, you do have the power and the energy to change your life. You may not feel like it today, but if you can find that one small kernel of energy, however you find it, you'll see that life need not be an endless succession of despair and disappointment, and your job need not be a trap. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.